FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND. In studio in the Stress List this morning, it's the mayor of Redmond, Ed Fitch. Ed, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here today. Appreciate it. So at last night's meeting, you had a whole variety of topics that you guys discussed.
We did. And I want to go back just a week. We had a joint meeting with the commissioners. We were to move forward on a number of issues. The first is we identified a McVeigh alignment for a southern interchange in Redmond. This is just south of the Ridgeview High School on the west side. And it'll be just to the immediate west of the large lot industrial that State Lands is going to develop. So that was a big step. Now we just got to find $50 to $70 million to do it.
Okay. How's progress on that going?
That'll take a while. The other thing we talked about with the commissioners was improving 21st Street. That's going to happen this year. That's on the northeast side across from the Forest Service. That'll access Oasis and a transitional housing, but it'll also access Core 3. Now, Core 3 is a training site for police, fire, and first responders, but more importantly, that site, together with the fairgrounds and the airport, is going to be a relief center for Western Oregon when the Cascadia event occurs. Now, the Cascadia event is a huge earthquake off of the coast when two plates collide and release. They expect about a 9.2 earthquake, a tsunami of 30 to 90 feet high. Geologically, it happens every 241 years on average. The last time was 1700, which would have put it at 1941, so we're 83 years overdue. It could happen tomorrow, it could happen in 50 years, but it's something we really need to prepare for.
Now, we've talked a lot about the Cascadia subduction zone and Redmond's role in the state plans for that. Give me a little bit more explanation of how Redmond fits into the statewide scheme.
So it's anticipated that on the western side, a lot of the major buildings in Portland, Salem, Eugene will have issues. Bridges will collapse, roads will be upheaval. There may be a need to move state government over to Redmond temporarily in light of all that. But Redmond has been selected as the relief center for the Cascadia event. And I'll tell you, we're less than 10% prepared for it. So we've got a lot of work to do.
Like what?
It's provisions, it's logistics, it's actually developed in the site. Right now it's just sagebrush and juniper. We need to have better coordination between the state agencies together with Central Oregon. We're all working on that, but it's just we got a long way to go.
Who's going to pay for it?
Well, the state and federal government have contributed monies. We have about $10 million now to help develop the site. We'll need more going forward. It's 200 acres in size, and it's a big project, and it's hard to generate a sense of urgency when we don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, when we're 83 years overdue, I wonder why there's not more definitive structure to the timetable.
There needs to be, and we'll be talking with the legislature in 2025. We've been talking with our federal delegation about it. Everyone recognizes the need. It's carving out the priority.
Okay, and that's the Cascadia subduction zone, something that's been kind of on the table and being discussed for several years now.
Yes.
Let's talk about something a little closer to home that looks like it might actually take place, is the master plan development, and I'm going toward the fairgrounds with
right.
A lot of things
changing.
So
a lot of things are going to happen over right. In southeast Redmond. We have 750 acres of large lot industrial that State Lands wants to develop for the benefit of the Common School Fund. We have the fairgrounds expanding more and more festivals, large events. But also in between those two, there's going to be about 100 acres that's possibly designated for a regional sports facility, including ball fields, basketball, volleyball, whatever you can think of. That's a big project that's being promoted. I think it's a great site for it. But all these plans, which we're trying to coordinate this year, all point to the fact that we're going to need some major investment in infrastructure in that area for it all to work. Otherwise, it's just not going to happen.
And what's the timetable on trying to get that accomplished before you can even give approval for this?
It's a little bit of a chicken and egg. We do need that interchange on the south side we talked about. Again, that's a big money ticket item. We may need to have a general area sewer plan that will be different and might provide effluent to the golf course. Those are all ideas being bandied about. But there's no question that we're going to need a significant amount of investment in infrastructure for those three things to actually work, together with a huge increase of flow into Redmond Airport.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND. We're talking to the mayor of Redmond, Ed Fitch, is with us here this morning. I was thinking that, during this last legislative session, there was private sports clubs that went to the state legislature and said, we need money or we're going to go out of business. And it would be a real shame for these communities, Hillsboro and places like that. So with this sports complex coming in, any chance that these people that want to do this could go plead before the legislature to give us some go-ahead?
It could be. There's still a feasible study that's underway that needs to show how this will all work. It'll be a combination of private and public investment. I think it's a great idea. I think we need it for Central Oregon. But again, just like the Southern Interchange, it's a big ticket item and a lot of work to get those monies procured.
It sounds like if it were big enough, it sounds like something that would attract tournaments from all over the state and things like that.
And that's the general idea. It's to have a focal point here in Central Oregon. People love to come here for basketball, volleyball, wrestling, whatever it is. This would be a focal point for regional sports, in fact, statewide sports.
Do you have the hotel rooms to accommodate such things?
Not yet, there is a plan to put a hotel right next to the fairgrounds. That's been an ongoing discussion for years. They're all market driven. If there's going to be a market, there's going to be a number of hotels who want to be there.
Okay. Build it and they will come.
Correct.
We've got big things going on. We're just starting to get into the good weather. Can you think of some events and things like that happening at the fairgrounds coming up this summer?
Well, this summer they're going to have that farewell festival. Again, that's 35 a day. Hard to get in and out given the current infrastructure. There's no way to go south in a very logical way. So we've been working with them on maybe shuttling people from the high schools so there's less people having to drive in and out of the fairgrounds. But it's a big challenge. And without that southern entrance, it's always going to be a challenge for the fairgrounds, even just for the fair itself.
What else is coming up a little closer to our time here in springtime on your calendar?
So in May, we're going to look to have a water summit hosted by the city of Redmond for all the major partners in the Deschutes Basin. Right now, the Water Resources Department is proposing a rule which we consider to be basically a moratorium on all the cities in Central Oregon getting additional water. We think the Water Resources Department has taken the absolute wrong approach on this. We think a more holistic approach, addressing exempt wells and addressing more efficiencies in the irrigation systems for agriculture are all on the table. And so what the purpose of this May 16th summit will be is to look at proposals that we can take to the legislature that make sense for the Deschutes Basin. And just like we did 25 years ago, craft a Deschutes Basin plan going forward in light of the drought, in light of some stress on the aquifer, basically based on conservation and more efficient and stewardship of the water resource by all sectors in the Deschutes Basin.
How is water divided up now?
Well, the cities collectively use about 3% of the water in the basin, yet we're being told we're going to be singled out for a moratorium. Doesn't make any sense. Because that's the only lever that Water Resources thinks they have. There's 18,000 exempt wells in Deschutes County, and from our perspective, they draw more water out of the aquifer than the cities combined. So we draw less water for 140,000 people than the 18,000 exempt wells do for about 40. So where should that balance be struck? From my perspective, I think with some legislative financial assistance, we should be metering these exempt wells, have reasonable caps on the usage. Right now, they're entitled to use 15,000 gallons a day, whereas the average use in the cities is closer to 50 gallons a day. So there's a big disparity there that has to be addressed.
Are they all agriculture?
No, they're like hobby farms, rural residential areas. So there's just a lot of stress in the Deschutes Basin. There's a lot of stress on other aquifers. But the approach Water Resources has taken is just untenable.
Deschutes I'm sorry, Redmond Mayor, Ed Fitch, here with us this morning. Ed, always good to talk to you, my friend, and look forward to seeing you next month.
Thanks, Frank.
Ed Fitch, Mayor of Redmond, here at FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND.